that at least very shortly.
It is 5:25. I'd like to call the meeting to order. Resolution 360, authorize a preliminary planning design for the Flex Tech Engineering Study aimed for Ulster County, a maximum estimate cost of $31,000, authorize issue of $31,000 in bonds. Move.
So moved.
Second.
Second.
Discussion.
We got an agenda.
We should have an agenda.
I thought I did.
Yes, you did, I'm sorry.
Okay, sorry.
Thank you.
No, I don't know where it was.
Any discussion?
Why was this one held again?
Yeah, I'm trying to figure it out.
I don't see it in my notes.
This was a bond resolution.
Oh, just a bond resolution?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
All in favor?
Aye. This is the Uclock Energy upgrade.
Yep. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
On 366, Ulster SUNY Affiliated Master Plan Amendment.
Move.
Second.
Second.
Discussion.
Well, we had questions.
Yeah, about the doors, did we get this?
Yeah, the doors.
No, this isn't the doors, this is the master plan, the next one's the doors.
Doors are later on.
But they were all...
What is, oh.
Yeah, I asked Amber, confirmed with her, we didn't get any answers.
No.
Hold on.
I have to apologize, we would have been at last week's meeting, but we didn't know you needed us. We went to Public Works and Education, and we would have been here.
Okay.
So, I'm here from the college to explain them.
Thank you.
Both of the projects are in your capital program already.
Yep.
So all we're doing is moving them to get the state funding in line. And the master plan is, current one is 10 years old, has to be recertified in 5 years and redone in 10 years, so that's the 175.
Can I ask, how much did we pay, or how much did you pay for the master plan last time?
About 140.
Oh, that many years ago, okay.
We developed these in conference with Jamie and Dennis from planning. Mm-hmm. And actually, they want to roll that master plan into one that also does an energy audit. So we may combine the two together. Because normally the master plan just starts off with building conditions and then goes to your enrollment and your programs to match your space to your programs.
I think my question last week was, how was the 175? I know it's what's in the capital program, but how was it arrived at?
It was a quote.
Okay.
From two or three companies that do master plans.
Okay.
There's no other way unless you start putting out an RFP and getting it together, but they gave us a quote. I think you should also know that we're under a mass contract with the Dormitory Authority. They have three companies that we could use without even bidding. Mm-hmm. So we might go that way, and they think the budget's pretty much in line. So we have a picture from the Dormitory Authority as well as a couple of people that do the master plan.
Okay, thank you.
Any other questions? If not, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Next, 368 is the door replacement at the community college.
No, you skipped one.
The bonds, 367, you want to do that?
No, I'm sorry. Yeah, the bonding of 367. Move, please.
Move.
Second. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
368, SUNY Ulster door replacement plan.
Move.
Second.
Discussion. Want to explain that?
Yes.
That
all right, so we've been having problems for the past few years about doors that no longer lock. We have to put chains on them. That's against the safety codes, etc. And we have doors that lead into the cafeteria where the hinges are no longer manufactured. So we started getting prices on replacing the doors. And part of the planning session with Dennis and them was that we want to do building envelopes, windows, doors, roofs, and get them all. What's the sense of doing a program if your roof's leaking? So this is part of the building doors roof that we're doing. The estimates for this are for about 27 of them, but you can see some of them are double doubles with vestibule doors inside. So until we go hit the street for the real money, you could do 27 or do 20, according to how much we have in the funding. There's a phase two to this that Jamie put in to do interior doors, and that's in the 1924 program that you're going to see in December. Mm-hmm. But in this one, it's 306, 10% for design, the 275 for construction. And I have the buildings, if you want to know the buildings they're going into.
So the doors are about how many years old?
About 27 were in this proposal, but some of them are double-doubles with interior vestibule doors.
But how old are the doors?
Oh, the blue ones here are 25 years old. The aluminum ones date back to 1970, and the bronze doors are some of them in the 60s. But the campus is losing energy, not meeting safety requirements. If you look at some of these doors, I don't even have the panic bars on them because they're broken off and I can't find them.
Right. And you are going to look into energy efficient doors?
Yes.
Based on the other part of the plan that you talked about?
Yes.
So it's 27 doors for, and how did you arrive at the 300? Is that also, did you also get a quote for this? Or are you just estimating?
We got a quote per style and multiplied it out.
Okay.
You know, and again, until the design is done, I can't tell you a real number. Because one of these might be more expensive than the other.
Right, and this is just, as you say, lining up the state, getting us in the state funding.
Right, the state has approved the money. This is putting it in this line for us.
Okay.
And as I said, it's all in your program that was approved. It's not, it doesn't vary from this at all.
Okay, thank you.
So the doors are about $10,000 a piece plus $30,000 for the engineer?
Depending if it's a double door, single door, or
four right, and
doors.
If a double has two vestibules, it could be expensive.
Yeah. Okay.
And you can't do one without doing an insulated glass in the vestibule, otherwise you're losing the whole energy efficient. And we're going with better hinges, better panic bars. You know.
Mm-hmm.
Again, once the design, I can give you exact number, but right now it's just... and. This front end are the emergency ones we need right away. I mean, you can't have, like our dining room is open, and the students want to come in, and two of the doors are blocked half the time. You know, it's like, and one of these is a handicap door. Anyway, they need it, and we're not going to do any excess, and we're going to use a good engineer to design it once we get the thing going. And we'll put it out to bid, and we'll see how many we get out of it. But this is an estimated budget for 27, double, and they have vestibules with them.
Thank you.
So going back to a comment you mentioned that, I guess it's similar to our OGS, you can actually go through the state dorms, or dormitory. Is that why it seems like we're...
Well, we have the dormitory authority under a general contract.
Okay.
I could hire them to do the design for this, at which time I have to put through a work order and you have to pass a resolution for it. So anything we do with the dormitory authority is going to come through the legislature again as a resolution. The good news, I don't know who's in the room, is that they're faster than we are. If I put a contract through the county, it could take 100 days to get a contract through. I'm being blatantly honest. We did the FIFA Center, the job was done before the contract was signed. You can't do that.
No.
So we may go to the dormitory authority because it expedites the project. You pay a little more, but you don't have to have an engineering contract for 100 days, a construction contract for, that's a big backup in a project.
We had this conversation last time.
So we might, we have a choice, outside or use the dormitory authority.
Tracy?
I mean, I think you raise an important point in terms of the amount of time that it might take in the county, and but if that saves money, I mean that might essentially means that there's more money to spend elsewhere.
Yes.
And so I would ask that maybe prior to making a decision to go to the dormitory authority strictly for expedience, which is a valuable reason. I understand that time is money, but perhaps that we can have a meeting internally. We could get the college together with purchasing or whomever from the executive's office about the importance of expedience in terms of these contracts.
I agree.
Because I want to see every dollar that the county has available to go to the college to actually go to the college. And I'd rather, if there's extra money left over, put it toward another program or something else programmatically or structurally.
Either way, they come to you.
Yeah.
If I go to the dormitory authority, I got to put a work order in which needs a resolution.
Mm-hmm.
If I award a contract to an architect, I got to come to you and get a contract.
Oh, I'm not talking about coming to me. You said that it would be. You said that it would. That potentially it'll cost more money to go through the dormitory authority, but it'll be faster.
It could.
So I'm just saying, if that's the case, before making that final decision, maybe we could talk about expediting so that it's, so that you don't have, you're not facing that decision based on speed.
Yeah, I understand. It's just such a lengthy and bureaucratic process, and I don't know how you could speed it up here, but it's for a good reason. They want to be sure everything's 100% correct. And when I say the dormitory authority, because they are an authority, they have people under contract already, and they don't have to go through that process. So it's up to your county's purchasing, because any capital goes through the county purchasing.
Is it for sure that it would be more expensive? I mean, or you just...
It could be.
It could be, but it wouldn't necessarily be. And what would the... I mean, they're kind of going... Well, they have set prices, right? They're
right.
Quite so quick, they basically... have itemized what they're going to pay for this, and it's a
right.
done deal. Wouldn't necessarily be more expensive?
No, wouldn't necessarily. It could be. But, again, we're doing it through county purchasing. We're not doing it on our own, because every capital project goes through purchasing. And I would think we'll all try to make a good judgment on which is best. But if you do a multi-project with a lot of contracts, it takes quite a while just to do the contract, you know? I'm not complaining. I'm just saying we have choices.
Well, I think Tracy's point is that that we have a little problem when, contracts get stalled on the process. And time is money regarding contractual things, regarding contractors of various types. So, I mean, I know the county exec's office is well aware of this.
Yes.
And there again, I had personal conversations with them regarding a particular contract that's actually moving along pretty quickly. So if we get over one, I don't see why we can't move it along for many other ones.
It's a small town. Benir and Larius does a lot of projects for us. And they say how painful it is. I work with Public Works, and they tell me how painful mm-hmm. it is. So I'm not... This is nothing new.
Listen, there's a problem, let's fix it. So.
This is nothing new. I don't know if you guys can fix it or not, but it is very awkward. People say you've had the dollars for these doors for 2 or 3 years. Why are you only spending them now? Because the process is such involved one that it's...
There's always reform of government, so...
That process is long, though.
All right.
I don't want to hold you, but I'm just telling you both sides of the story. That's all.
All right, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
All right.
Thanks.
On 369, authorize the issue of the bonds.
So moved.
Second. A second, please.
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
371, issues of additional 10,000 bonds in the County of Ulster for the parts of replacement of Wolven Bridge and Zenner Drive. Moved. Second. 373, the issue of $10,000 bond for...
Did you want to vote on that?
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
373, issuing $10,000 bonds on the County of Ulster to pay the engineering cost phase 2 for the reconstruction of Rosendin Road for the county. Moved.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
375, authorizing issuing additional $10,000 in bonds in Ulster County to pay for the cost of replacement of Fantini Kill Bridge. Moved.
Move it.
Second.
Second.
Discussion. If not, roll call. In favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any new business by anybody? Just everybody's well aware. The consultant contractual obligation engagement letter is in the process of being done. It should be done, I would think, by the end of the week. I think that will commence next week, the actual work. Basically, probably going to be a 3 to 4 week period of time once they commence. 2018 budget, 2018 budget schedule for 2009 proposed budget. You have a tentative budget schedule in front of you. Everybody's well aware of it, correct? If not, now you are. Dr. Benjamin will not want to have a meeting prior to have a discussion on different areas, a kickoff to what he plans on doing. Anybody have any problems with that?
Mm-hmm. Say that again.
Schedule looks good.
And have a kickoff meeting.
Kickoff meeting to have a talk about the budget, what he's planning on doing, how he's going to do it.
A little meet and greet.
Yep.
Good. Is that on here?
No, it's not on there. It's new business. Everybody have any problem with that? We'll set a meeting up. All right?
Okay.
Old business? Any old business? If not, a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
Can I just a question, Richard? So you're anticipating this meeting is going to be before the October 5th date?
Hopefully, yes.
Okay.
5:40.